Elav Limay speaks out specially to Elaviv Elimay, also not. So the question is, what do you have to tell me Elaviv Elimay not for? If I call Nashrei Smeis means even his craven, so that's included his father and mother also. What does the pasuk have to say clearly, like speak out, not even his father? So it's for a diyuk only. Comes to teach us, Uliyaviv Hudiyayne Metama, Abba Metam Hula Meis Mitzvah. It comes to teach us a chiddush that a Kohen Gadol has the right to touch a Meis Mitzvah. That's why it says again clearly a second time, like Uliyaviv, that to his father he can't touch. But Mashma Tzadiyuk, that to a Meis Mitzvah, Kohen Gadol is Mutter. But the pasuk also says the word Uliyimai, it says Lovav Uliyimai. So the question is, what do we need the word Uliyimai for? That's extra. From the pasuk Al Kol Nafshei Smeis, we're saying even Kraivim, a Kohen Gadol can't be Matamitu. So that's included his father and mother. So why does the pasuk say Uliyimai? So Gemara says Uliyimai is for a Gzeirah Shava. It's extra, because we know it's from Al Kol Nafshei Smeis, but it's here for a Gzeirah Shava. And look at the Rebbe, like Rebbe learns. The Tanya will learn Rebbe Yom, the Rebbe says, Gabi Nozir b'moysa meina metama. Al metama hu l'negoyim l'zivosam. That a Nozir cannot touch even his own kraivim, even his father, his mother, that's only when they're mace. To a mace, a Nozir can't touch. But let's say they become a Tanei negoyim, or they become a Zava, then the Nozir could touch them. The Yisra for Nozir is only not to touch a mace, but to touch a Tomei Negoyim at Saras, or else to touch a Zav Razava, that's Mutter. That's why I need the word Ulima, like we'll soon see. The Rebbe says, by Nazir, it says, B'noisam, it's a Diyak B'noisam, and Matam, 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 was awesome. Now, V'yenli Yelah B'Nazir, I only know this Kula by a Nazir, that a Nazir is allowed to touch a person, even though he has Tumas Negoyim or Tumas Ivasam. But Kayin Godel Minayin, how do I know that even a Kohen Gadol also has this kula? That a Kohen Gadol is allowed to touch somebody that has Tumas Negoyim, a Mitzayra, or a Zav, or a Zava? How do we know a Kohen Gadol could touch him? Is Amarto, I will tell you, Loyoy Mar'ima the Kohen Gadol. Like, why does the Pasuk have to say a Kohen Gadol can't touch his mother? Shein Tamad Loyma, even if a wouldn't have said it. Sherei Kavachaymu, Ava Kavachaymu. Humagim B'mokim Shekrein Hedyit. Mitam Eliyachiv, Me'aviv, Ein Kohen Gadol Mitam Eliyaviv, Madach by a Kohen Hedyit, that the Kohen Hedyit is allowed to be Mitama to his brother, from the same father, to his Kraivim, still a Kohen Gadol can't be Mitama Eliyaviv to his father, like the Pasuk already said, Loviv, that a Kohen Gadol can't touch his father. If so, Mokom Shein Kohen Hedyit, Mitam Eliyachiv Imoy, Halacha is a regular Kohen Hedyit, can't be matama to his brother from only the same mother. If he has a brother just from the same mother but not from the same father, the Kohen cannot be matama to him. A Kohen can only be matama to his brother from the same father. So you see, your mother's yichus is less than your father's yichus. So if so, ain't I din shein Kohen Gadol matama li'imai? Isn't it for sure that I know in Svara that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be matama to his mother? Like Madach or Kohen Gadol can't be matama to his father, and his father is a bigger yichus than his mother, so for sure a Kohen Gadol cannot be matama to his mother. Since so, in Zochisa Miadin, if I know it now from this Kavachayma, from this Svara, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to touch his mother, cannot be matama to his mother, is by Shiki, can't take care of her Kfura, if so, matama by Nimai, the Kohen Gadol. Why does the pasuk have to say the word extra imoy by a Kohen Gadol? Pshita Kohen Gadol cannot be matama to his mother. So I tell you the reason why the pasuk the Torah wrote it was mufna. It's an extra word, true. La hakish, to make a hekish. For lodon hemeno gzei reshava. And to learn out gzei reshava now. From Kohen Gadol to the halacha ben nazir. Nema imoy ben nazir. It says the nazir also cannot be matama to his mother. V'nema ima b'kohen gadol. And it says the word imay by a kohen gadol. He's also not allowed to touch his mother, b'shas t'kvura. If so, it's like this now. Ma ima yom ben nazir. B'moysam eina metama. Abo metama hu l'negoyim l'zivosam. Just like by the loch of a nazir. There the pasuk says clearly, b'moysam. That we dash in the Easter is only not to touch a mace. A nazir can't become tummy from a mace.
but he's allowed to touch somebody that has tumas negoyim or tumas zava zava. A nazir is muta. See, if so, I tell you, af imoy ha'omah v'kayin gadol. The same thing when the pasuk says the word imoy by the parsha of a kohen gadol is to teach me this chiddush also that the noisa meinim metame, avo metame lo negoyim lo zivasam, that a kohen gadol just can't touch a mace. He's not allowed to touch a mace, not even his own kraven. But if the person is alive, just he has tumas, he's a metzora, or he has tumas zava zava, then the lachri is the kohen gadol is allowed to touch him. Ashkechon kohen gadol. So I know now by kohen gadol is this way, but nazir minayin minolan. How do I know by a nazir has the same halacha also? So what I was saying now, the time of the negoyim of a meisim. Let's go back to the original shayla. Ashkechon kohen gadol. So far we have a pasuk now that a kohen gadol is allowed to be metamal a meisim mitzvah. That was the deal. The pasuk says li oviv. An extra loviv by a kohen gadol to teach me that that which for his father he can't touch, but lemeis mitzvah smuta. So good, we have a pasuk by a kohen gadol. Now the question is, nazir minolan. How do we know that a regular nazir has a setter also? A nazir like this is not allowed to touch any mace, not even his father, not even his mother. So how do we know to say this? Kula, the Mishnah says that a nazir is allowed to be metama to a meis mitzvah minolan. So where it says the Tanya, we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Kol yimei haziroi l'Hashem al nefesh meis layavoi." Kol zman a nazir has to keep his hilchos nazirus. That's the halacha. He's not allowed to touch a mace. That's one of the three surim, the three that a nazir has. He can't touch a mace. He can't drink water. He can't take a haircut. Can't cut off his hair. The pasuk says, "Al nefesh meis layavoi." So shemeya ni afilo nefesh behema. Maybe any nefesh, maybe even a dead animal, he can't touch a nazir. Then maybe not only a dead body, but maybe even a dead animal. I feel nefesh beima b'mashma. Kinyan shenema maka nefesh beima. That the pasuk uses the word nefesh by a beima. Here it says yakol yimei haziroi l'Hashem al nefesh meis. So maybe a nefesh meis means even a beima. On this Talmudim, the pasuk says al nefesh meis. Layavoy means benefesh odom akosim medaber. Now the pasuk is talking about dafka no nefesh odom and not a nefesh behema. So Torah says like this, but the pasuk says tamalaino nefesh meis. The nefesh odom akosim medaber. The behema layikri meis. The behema is not called a meis. Afagav dechsiv behema v'hameis yaloi meis tam ikri. Nefesh meis layikri. By the Hema, the prophet never uses the words nefesh meis. A nefesh meis always applies to another. So since here by Nazir it says the Lashon, al nefesh meis means to teach us, dafka nodam, only if a person is meis. To such a meis, a Nazir can't touch. Mashenken, if a behemer is meis by nevela, a Nazir is mutter to touch a nevela. Rabbi Yishmael, Lamer Mishmael says, ein etzarech. I don't need a pasuk for this. That's pita a nazir could touch in a vela. Haray Yehoyim, the pasuk says lo yovoi b'nefashos hametamos v'viya kosim medaber. The pasuk says lo yovoi means to say a nazir can't touch somebody that has a tumas oil on it, and that's only a mace of an adam. A mace of a behemoth does not have a tumas oil. So pita the pasuk is not talking about the nefesh behema, only a nefesh adam. Somebody that has a tumas bia means you can't go into the house that you have a mace there, tumas oil. So first it says clearly by nazir lo yavoi means benefoshes hametamos bevia klasa medaber, which is a person, an adam. When an adam is mace, there's a loch of tumas oil. By showing that a behemoth is mace, there's no tumas oil. Now li oviv li imayeni metama. The pasuk says by a nazir also he can't be metama not even to his own father, to his own mother. When they're mace, he can't take care of the kfura. So the deek is, Ava metama hu l'meis mitzvah. But a nazir has the right to be metama to a meis mitzvah. That's the deek, dafka to his mother and father he can't. But to a meis mitzvah he could. So Mora says, L'chura ad shelo yomer, even if the pasuk wouldn't have said this, yesh li bedin, I have another type of a way to learn out that a nazir should be allowed to touch a meis mitzvah. Oma koyin godo, shek tu shasoy. Kedusha Soilam, Madach, a Kohen Gadol is so Kaddish, he remains his Kedusha Le'olam. Like Kol Zman is a Kohen Gadol, he has special Kedusha.
Still, we say Natam Lameis Mitzvah, the Torah was Matar Kohen Gadol, to touch a Meis Mitzvah, Nozir, Shein Kedushas Kedushas Olam. A regular Nozir is only there for 30 days. A regular Nazir doesn't stay Olam. You can make yourself into a Nozir Olam, but a regular Nozir is only for 30 days. If so, Ein Adin Shematam Lameis Mitzvah. Isn't it a Svarah to say that a Nozir should be allowed to touch a Meis Mitzvah? So what do I need the Pasuk for, the other Belimai? What does the Pasuk have to say it for? Zimura says, no. Lo yimamata v'kayin gadol shekein einu mevi korban atamasei. A kayin gadol, the opposite. We never find if a kayin gadol touches a mace, that he should have to bring a korban for it. So it's not so bad if a kayin gadol touches a mace. So therefore, maybe the Torah was a matter of a kayin gadol to take care of a mace mitzvah. But the yom ben nozir, but in the pasha of nozir we know, she mevi korban atamasei. That if a nozir touches a mace, he has to wait 7 days, then take a haircut, and then the 8th day he has to bring his kabbonis, he has to bring 2 kabbonis. Since so, maybe since if a nozir becomes tamei even to a meis mitzvah, he would have to bring his kabbonis, and we don't want that to happen. So maybe there's no hefter for a nozir to touch even a meis mitzvah, maybe. On this we needed a special pasuk here, Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says in the pasha of nozir, li'oviv li'imai lo'yitamei. So the ik is Avam Matama la Mesa Mitzvah. But a Nozer is allowed to touch a Mesa Mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks, maybe no. Ayena, maybe not that way. Ayena Matama li Avav li Imai. Avi Yatama li Shar Mesim. Maybe the Pasuk just means by Nozer special, his own father and mother a Nozer can't touch. But maybe the ik is any other Mesa he's allowed to. Maybe not only a Mesa Mitzvah, but maybe Shar Mesim is also Mutter. Maybe the only yes there is to a Nozer is only to his mother and father. On this, the Gemara says that can't be. Omarta kal v'chayma. This I have a kal v'chayma. Omar koyin hedjit. She metama l'kroivov. Eine metama l'shar meisim. Madach a regular koyin. That has the right to be metama to one of his 7 kroivim. Still, to a stranger, he can't be metama. Nozir. She eine metama l'kroivov. A nozir doesn't have any special heta to be metama to 7 kroivim. Is ein adin shalai yetama l'shar meisim? Isn't it for sure that a nozir should have an issa not to touch any mason? If so,